Okay, so now let's do some meditation. I always end up talking way too much, but anyway, I thought that was a lovely story to share. So if you'd like to close your eyes and get yourselves comfortable, you can sit on a chair, on a cushion, or with your back leaning against the wall, whatever you can find some comfort. It's only for about 25 minutes, so it's not that long. And with your eyes closed, it is better to close the eyes when you are meditating. And I say that because it's one sense which is not disturbing you anymore, the sense of sight. If I could shut down my hearing with such the same amount of ease, just turn it off, it'd be wonderful. Then you don't get disturbed. Because when our senses are subdued, that means we can pay more attention to this moment, especially to start off with usually, and how your body feels. And then I saw that in the suttas years ago, how important it is. The suttas are the Buddha's original teachings. How important it is to start one's meditation with a body awareness. I still do that every time I meditate. Just ask my feet how they feel. I invite you to do the same. Feet, how are you? And I do that because I want to find out if they're comfortable. Too often, if you don't get your feet and legs and bottom and back in a good position to begin with, it becomes disturbing. But more than that, a deeper emphasis on this is that you are developing this awareness and kindness, which you will use as basically the main answer to the question, how do you meditate? By developing mindfulness and kindness. And the mindfulness will observe parts of the body become so comfortable and pleasant. It becomes so comfortable and pleasant, the mind doesn't want to wander anywhere, doesn't want to think about anything. Your own body becomes a delight to be with. So I'm relaxing my feet, making sure everything's in a good position. Nothing is being squashed or scrunched. And I'm willing at any time just to adjust my body because I care for it. Once my feet are comfortable, I go to my ankles, making sure they're comfortable. If they're not, I do something. Maybe you've got a shoe which is not a shoe in this place, in a sock which is not properly adjusted. Once my ankles are comfortable, I go up to my calves, that part of my legs below the knees and above the ankles. How do they feel? If you find it difficult to be aware of, say, the lower part of your legs, then take one hand and just stroke that part of your body softly. Because when you stroke it softly, you'll find that you're starting to create that contact. And soon you can feel those legs without needing to touch them. Medically, you're creating a neural connection. I can feel my lower legs now. I can feel them start to feel more and more relaxed. I go to my knees. Knees can also be a part of your body which can ache or hurt. make sure that they're in a comfortable position to begin with. Because I've known my knees for so many years, I know them so well, I can just be aware of them and make sure. I imagine that all of the passageways of energy can go through those knees without any blockages anywhere. When I can feel that, I relax the knees even further. Just like I imagine them sinking into a soft cushion. And they get more relaxed than I ever thought possible. I got my thighs, getting big muscles. And as I'm aware of my upper legs, I make sure that there's no pressure, no stretching of them. There's no heavy weights pressing on them. Try and make sure they're as at ease as possible. And I know when they're at ease because you can feel the sense of relaxation, no force on them. You're letting things be, letting things go. And the result is this deep sense of relaxation and comfort. You do this with your body, you understand what letting go is. And it always comes with this beautiful sense of peace and freedom. And no tightness or weight on you. And I go to my buttocks. And I've always found the trick to being able to have comfortable buttocks, sitting down for long periods of time in meditation, is making sure that the cushion underneath them is well positioned, so the feeling on my buttocks is evenly spread across the buttocks. At the moment it's not, so I'm going to just adjust my position. Better. Once that part of my body feels good, and I go to my waist, and kind of to relax my waist or to make it feel comfortable, I usually stretch up my back, kind of extend it. It's a force, it's a doing, but it feels so much more comfortable when I get into that meditation position. And I can maintain it like that for hours. Please excuse me, I was adjusting my cushion. Feels much better now. So making sure my legs are relaxed, my buttocks are well balanced, my waist feels good. And then I do a scan up my torso. As I go up, part by part, it's always with mindfulness and kindness. The awareness just checks that everything is in a good position. It's just like sometimes pilots on aircraft, they have to make sure to check all these different parts of the aircraft. Everything is working, ready to take off. What I do is I scan up my body, up my digestive tract, go through quite a few organs, especially in my back. If ever I find there's any tightness, tension, ache, pain, or strange feeling there, what I do, I stay there for a little while and give this beautiful sense of kindness. Just like you may have a good friend, a best friend, who's suffering. You don't ignore them, you stay with them a while. Speak to them kindly, reassuringly. So they too can feel safe, healed, and at peace. So as I go up my body, my stomach feels good. Go up to my lungs. I don't need to breathe aggressively. Just very light breaths as the body feels comfortable with. To my heart region. Making sure that everything is given us kindness and peace. Till I get to the top of my torso. Get to my shoulders. There's always some improvement I can give to my shoulders. They're quite tight at this moment. So one wonderful way of relaxing your own shoulders is actually to tighten them up first, to scrunch them up. Scrunch them as tight as I can and then let go. So I release this tension. I sometimes imagine my shoulder muscles like these bunches of strings on either side of my spine being extended and stretched. And I let go of both ends. So this muscle is no longer being stretched. It's at ease. What I call relaxed to the max. And if you can do that, you'll find that the feeling is very pleasant. The feeling of relaxation. It's a natural pleasure, joy, which makes the meditation interesting and delightful. So I scan my attention down my arms, past my elbows, forearms, wrists. If you do have any injuries there, any strains, then just pausing there and giving this wonderful kindfulness to maybe an injury or a swelling or a bruise, that actually does work. It reduces the ache, the pain, allows again, body energies to flow so your hands can heal, your wrists or whatever. And I finally get to the hands. And it's almost helpful just to have this little ending to the arms mindfulness by asking how my fingers feel right now. Fingers are really sensitive. There's so many nerve endings down there. It's pretty easy to feel how your fingers are. And I ask them, are you happy? Are you comfortable? And I usually just arrange them slightly. So the right fingers on top of the left fingers and the thumbs gently touching. Feels good. I'm going to stay there a little bit longer because I'm enjoying this. Literally. And I move back up to my neck. I find the neck is comfortable when the head is well balanced on top of it. So I move my head to the left, right, up and down until everything is just right. And lastly, I go to the front of my face. Because then those muscles around the eyes, the mouth, and nose, if they're tense, I know now how to loosen them. So my eyes are closed, but not shut down tight. The whole muscles and skin on that face are relaxed. That's a nice segue into calming down the emotions. If you have very strong, especially negative emotions, it really plays havoc with the muscles and the skin on your face. I relax my face as much as possible. And now I've relaxed my whole body, most important parts anyway, from the head to the toes. So my body feels comfy. It's in a position of sitting down, not lying down. It's ready for meditation, not for sleep. With a nice, peaceful, comfortable body. So now, I let go of my body. And I find a way of going into the mind. Still many people get confused about the nature of a mind. So I encourage people to start by being aware of how peaceful you are right now. What is peace? It's a part of your mind, an important part. What makes that peace more peaceful, deeper, more delightful? Find letting go of the past. It's a busyness, a burden you don't need right now. Letting go of the future. Now is where your future is being made. And when you start to be able to focus in this present moment, the peace gets stronger, deeper, and more delightful. When the mind is peaceful, now you can start understanding what mindfulness is. Deeper in peace, You will find stillness and silence. That's really delightful. How peaceful are you now? How delightful does it feel when your mind is becoming still And peace is not something you wish, but something you feel right now. You know how to access peace. The meditation is coming to an end now, so I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound of the gong. And the third sound of the gong, when it starts to disappear, that's the signal to open your eyes, to end the meditation. Yeah.